The voices of Delmarva are as diverse as the landscape. Today we meet 63-year-old Captain Stoney Whitelock of Chance, who owns one of the oldest skipjacks called the Catherine. He reflects on his life on the Chesapeake Bay.
When I was a school kid, sixth grade, I remember we looked, our window looked right out over Tangier Sound, and when I was a kid, there was 20 or so boats on each rock out there dredging oysters by sail, and that was certainly a pretty sight. And now there aren't any dredging by sail. We would swim in the harbor when we was kids, and I remember, you know, using those old big skipjacks to swim off of and dive under and all of that kind of stuff. It was a beautiful place to grow up. We played softball in the evenings and had a softball game every evening. And in the wintertime, we shot pool, and there was all good pool players down there. Just hung around the store, and they had a couple old pool tables, and that's what we did in the wintertime.
So what was your father like? You said he was a waterman.
He was a waterman and a painter in the summertime. He didn't care too much for crabbing too much, but he loved oystering. He loved to go on the skipjacks. Daddy was captain on a skipjack when he was 16. Yeah.
And, what was he like?
Good man on a boat. And, you know, I was thinking, I think a lot about it. Every Sunday dinner that we had at Mama's, all the men, that's all they talked about was boats. This boat and that boat, and this one was faster, and that one was better looking, and this was a good boat, and that was a dumb boat, and it was boats. I mean, that's what they talked about. I mean, my grandfather, when he retired, he started building model boats. He loved to build those four masters. Of course, they were in his time, you know. When he was working on the boats, you know, he'd see four masters coming up the bay and with all the sails drawing, and they had been all parts of the world, you know, and it was excitement for him. Yeah.
What was the scariest moment, do you think? You mean out in?
I don't know. There's been a few, but the one I recall the most. I was working with this captain one day, and we were kind of out on the eastern side of the bay, around what they call Poplar Island. The captain, he kind of thought the boat kind of felt funny to him, and he hollered up there and said, "You know, raise the hatch," and we did, and water's about knee deep. And so we had one of these gasoline force pumps, and we got that out and tried to start it and pull it two times, and the string come out in my hand. So that eliminates that. So we had some of these lard tins that we kept water, fresh water, drinking water into, and another fellow and myself, we got down in the hole and tried to bail as fast as we could, and of course the captain was headed shore and trying to get shot of water, and but it was gaining on us, and I could notice it on my pants legs, and I told the other fella, I said, "I'm coming out of here," because I knew she was gonna go down, and I didn't want to be trapped in that hole. I could, if I was out on deck, I felt a whole lot better. But we got into the dock there, and she settled right down on the bottom and sunk.
Is there a future here for skipjacks?
I guess maybe I'm an optimist, because my folks, they never did want me to go on the water. It wasn't no future into it, and this, that, and the other. But they just didn't want their children to have to go through the rough times that they went through, like any parents. And my son's doing it today. He's still scratching a living out there on the water. And I chose to go another way, but he hasn't. He loves it, and his family loves it, and my grandkids, they just love it because they get to spend more time with their parents than most normal jobs would allow. But if you listen to all the talk, I guess maybe we are trying to get squeezed out. But the true waterman, he's hard to squeeze. He can adapt, and he does, and he has, and he always will.
Captain Stoney Whitelock, one of the many voices of Delmarva. This is Don Rush, and to hear this story again, please visit publicradiodelmarva.net.